Tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, Mahagud Michael, and welcome back to the second hour of Tip Today. Thomas was on to us and he says, how can the college expel those students? They were not on college campus. Or were the houses belonging to the college? They were on that street, not a thing they can do. And if they do, it will be contested, says Thomas on 083-311-3311. And James from New Inn is of the same opinion. He says, how can they face expulsion? They weren't on college grounds or college accommodation. That's akin to being fired from your job because you had a party at home. Well, certainly there's threats of that anyway. How it would stand up, I'm not too sure about that, but there you are. One more for now. Martina was on to say, I watched that programme last night on illegal adoptions. It's the unmarried mothers who I feel sorry for. Not only did they have to hand up their babies for adoption, but then they were put under financial pressure to pay for the baby's upkeep until they were adopted. They were so badly wronged and cheated by the state. The government and all the authorities that were involved just got away with it. And as always, it's the young, unmarried mothers that had to pay the price. And what a big price that was. 083-311-3311. Well, a look at what's happening in farming now. I'd like to be joined by the editor of the Irish Farmers Journal, Tipperary Lady Katrina Morrissey. Good morning to you, Katrina.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. One of the things that strikes me from the journal this week is that we're 20 years on from foot and mouth, Katrina. I can't believe it's 20 years.
Yeah, and to be in the middle of another disease, virus related, you know, there's almost a sense of deja vu about it, except obviously in this case, we're in the coronavirus pandemic, and 20 years ago, we were actually this week, we would have been really looking at some of the horrors that were happening in the UK. Following the first finding of foot and mouth in Essex, it had kind of swept through parts of Britain, and we were looking at those awful, awful images of large numbers of animals being burned on huge pyres.
Those images from the Cooley Peninsula in particular, I mean, most of us who saw that, we'll never forget it, you know,
That's right. I think, I suppose, Ireland took a slightly different strategy in conjunction with Northern Ireland. We didn't have the same kind of disposal methods as the UK, so we didn't have the pyres, those really visual, you know, the clouds of black smoke.
Yeah.
We had equally, I suppose, horrifying images of farmers, you know,
slaughtering,
loading animals into trailers, and some were disposed of on farm. They were put down humanely by a team of vets brought in to do the job. I know that someone I spoke to the other day, their relation was 4 months' work of putting down animals on the Cooley Peninsula was what they did as a vet on one of their first jobs.
My God.
And then at one stage, then it was decided that the disposal method should actually change, and a factory owned by Larry Goodman in County Louth was used instead to bring the animals to. So just a horrific, horrific time. Huge numbers, 53,000 animals destroyed because of it in the Cooley Peninsula, and 42,000 in the north of Ireland. And I suppose another thing that probably chimes a little bit these days is there was huge cooperation that time between
Absolutely.
The north and the south.
Yeah.
To keep a lid on it, and successfully, I mean, it was done. There were obviously nearly 100,000 animals that had to be put down, but it did stop the spread of it in this country. And there was huge cooperation at that time between the Minister for Agriculture, Joe Walsh, and the Northern Minister, Breed Rogers.
There's a lot we could learn from that in the current situation that we're in, Katrina.
Yeah, big time. You know, there's talk of an all-island approach, and certainly that has been hugely successful from an animal health point of view, and you'd wonder, should they be taking the same strategy when it comes to human health? You know, the Brexit, I suppose, has you know, clouded the waters, muddied the waters when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic. But certainly 20 years ago, this country and the UK, the Northern Ireland, was able to pull together to get the right result.
It's very interesting indeed. Also, it was interesting to read Kerry Co-op. They're seeking, about, I think it's about 180 million funding from farmers themselves.
That's right, yeah. So this is a joint venture that we've been reporting on for quite, it's been rumbling on now for probably 18 months at this stage, I think. And it's a move by Kerry Co-op, which was, I suppose, the original, the parent of Kerry Group, the international company. And Kerry Co-op and its farmers want to buy out the dairy processing end of Kerry Co-op. So Kerry Co-op now has, you know, huge multinational brands in sports nutrition and all these other areas. But the farmers through the co-op want to retain and buy back control of the dairy processing. And they're going to have to, it looks like there's a price tag of about 800 million on the business. And some of that will be paid for through cashing in shares in Kerry Group. But there is talk now that they may have to do either a cash option or a revolving fund or maybe a different type of share option. So lots of decisions to be made there for farmers down in Kerry who have benefited hugely from that dairy business.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Schemes paying farmers then, Katrina, on designated land. A suite of measures there, including rush control. What's that all about?
Yeah, so designated land, for readers who may not know, it's land that is given special protection by Europe and by the Irish authorities. So there's a lot of letters coming up, I'll give you the warning. There's SACs, NHAs, SPAs, but they're all... So an SAC is a special area of conservation. So specially protected areas, an SPA, and these are areas that, whether it's for biodiversity or for historical or sometimes, are, you know... archaeological reasons, they want that area protected. They don't necessarily want, for example, a plough going in, and they want to protect it. That really limits what those farmers can do with that land. And in some cases, you may even require planning permission for something as simple as putting in a post and rail fence on the land. So there's varying... I suppose, limits put on what you can do with that land. There's about 2.2 million acres of the country under some kind of Natura 2000 protection. And this is what we're reporting in today's Farmers Journal is a proposal from the Department of Heritage for a raft of new schemes that would encourage farmers to do different things with those lands. So, for example, there's one option of 400 euros a hectare, which would be paid to farmers for controlling rushes on areas that are important to the hen harrier, which is a bird we've heard a lot about in recent years. Other things like the corncrake, that is, I suppose, such a rare bird at this stage that they're very, very good payments for farmers who will do active things on their farm to protect habitats and create new habitats for the corncrake to thrive. And I know myself of a vet up in County Mayo who sows, would you believe, he travels to Kildare a couple of times a year and he goes to a stud farm and he digs up nettles. And he moves nettles from that stud farm. Horses are great at producing nettles. And he moves it over to Mayo and he plants a crop of nettles for the corncrake to hide in at a particular time of year.
And I saw that piece, actually. And it works for him, doesn't it? It's successful,
Yeah. He's a vet by trade and he's got about 30 acres over in Mayo. He's really, really committed. But he's one of those farmers who's in the corncrake scheme. As I say, that's quite a niche scheme. Not everybody could do that. It's not suitable. The corncrake will not come to certain parts of the country. But some of these other schemes would be quite attractive to farmers. It is, I suppose, still in the pipeline because this is proposed by the Department of Heritage. It'll be taken into consideration when all of government, including the Department of Agriculture, is pulling together the CAP plan, the Common Agricultural Policy Plan for Ireland, which it's expected to do by the end of this year. So there's lots of reports, lots of planning going on. How many of those will survive the whole way through to Ireland's national plan remains to be seen.
Amy Ford is taking a look at what the farm organisations and indeed Antashka want in the new environments scheme, and the hedgerows are there and that 10,000 payment, Katrina.
Yeah, that's right. So again, I suppose on the same theme of all of these schemes are being hammered out this year, really, for the next CAP. The new REPS, as it's been called, it's the Agri-Environmental Scheme. It's a pilot scheme that was planned in last year's budget. A lot of farmers really looking forward to seeing what this pilot project will encompass in terms of payments and measures. because it is the blueprint for the wider agricultural scheme that, or agri-environment scheme that will come in the next CAP. So the IFA is among those that has been campaigning for a base payment of €10,000. They say unless the government delivers something of that order, that it really won't attract enough farmers in for it to be what has been promised. And I don't know if you remember, around this time last year, we had all of the political parties trying to woo the farmer vote.
Sure.
And the new reps was something that was promised at many a local meeting. So a lot of farm organisations, they're looking for exactly what they want to see in this scheme. And the consultation programme run by the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConlogue, closed last week. So again, that's one to watch to see what comes from suggestions and lobbying into the final pilot programme.
Very good. All of that, of course, in the current edition of the Farmers' Journal. Before I let you go, I was surprised to see that sales were not affected by COVID and by the restrictions with the marts. I found that interesting, Katrina.
Yeah, that's right. There's a booming trade in the marts at the minute. The numbers are holding up very well in terms of throughput. All sales are online, so you cannot go into the mart and buy a bullock now if you wanted to. You have to, if you're selling, you have to drop it and go. If you're buying, you have to book in to get a slot to view the animals in the pen. Say 20 minutes, 40 minutes would be the absolute most you'd get there, and there's a limited number allowed in at the same time. Then you have to leave, go home, go out to the jeep, whatever the case may be, is, and do your bidding then. It doesn't seem to have impacted the trade. There's ferocious demand there. Calf prices are up. And throughput is running at about 97, 98% of normal.
That's incredible. So they've embraced technology and all of that very quickly and efficiently.
Very much so, yeah, very much so. Well, farmers have never been behind the door when it comes to adopting technology that works for them. We've gone from, in a very short number of decades, ploughing with horses to ploughing with satellites and GPS systems. I think farmers are very, very good at adopting new technology. And the MARTS one is one that they've jumped on, some reluctantly, but if it works, it works, and they're happy to go and do it.
And
we had the example of a farmer, I think he'll be in next week's paper actually, of a 93-year-old watching cattle in the mart online every Saturday for the last 3 weeks.
Isn't so that incredible?
He can decide what to buy.
I'm sure, why not indeed. Katrina, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for coming on with us today. Thank you. That's Katrina Morrissey there of the Irish Farmers Journal, and everything we spoke about there, of course, contained in this week's edition of the Journal. 1800 938 007. Hidden Histories on the way.